Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And if you're seeing this on digital outlets, we'd ask that you'd share this because we got a short amount of time to wake up a lot of people. We have our good friend with us, Tom Rentz, who's been a frequent guest on the show, but not so much lately, but hopefully we can change that. Tom was at the forefront of the frontline doctors as an attorney, and he risked a lot coming out. Remember, these doctors were losing their medical licenses. They were threatened with jail, all kinds of nonsensical things to cover up the truth. And Tom was right there in the heart of the battle in the beginning. And he's now expanded and he's become one of us in the alternative media. And he really has a good following. And we'll tell you how to follow Tom before we finish today. But as you know, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And our sponsor is Noble Gold. And there's so much I could say, but I want to be concise here with this. But if you leave your money in the bank with the way things are going right now, you're going to lose your money. It's going to be 1929 on steroids. And what I'm recommending you do is you leave operating capital in the bank and that you get your retirement out. You can't make that up. Put it under your control, and Noble Gold will back it up with gold and silver, gold or silver, and you'll own it. And that's a lot better than a depreciating dollar, don't you agree? And then secondarily, they can apply the same principles to your bank account, and you'll come out of this like I feel good. And by the way, I got to give you an FTC warning. They want me to warn you that all investments carry an inherent risk. We give that warning in good faith. And that I also am a paid advertiser for Noble Gold. I have been for 8 years. But listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. I've been a customer repeatedly over 7 years. And I think that speaks volume. So we've done our due diligence. Now, here's what you do. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. All I need your email. We'll send you out an immediate prospectus that's written in layman's terms that you can understand. Now, be prepared. When you call the number that's on that prospectus with Noble Gold, you'll have to close your own deal. They are trained not to push you. All they're going to do is answer questions, and then they'll help you facilitate the steps necessary to complete the transaction. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Tom Rentz really needs no introduction. He seems to be anywhere and everywhere. And I called him out of the blue yesterday. I said, you know, that's been too long. I got to talk to Tom and I got to get him on the show. Tom, I'm so glad you're here. It's really good to have you back. And I want to talk to you a little bit about an area that you know a lot about, representing all these doctors, the new vaccine that's coming out. And what you can tell people about vaccines that's new since the first go around with the attempted mandatory implementation, and what they need to know so we can help them avoid danger.
Boy, good to be back, Dave. There's a lot there, and I'm gonna eager to tell you about that. I do want to put in a little plug for you, though. Didn't know about this, didn't think about this before the show, but you know, I have a banking background. I was in banking for years and years, and I've done a lot on the economic side. And I got to tell you, your take on the gold stuff, dead on. I got
Thanks.
you. Just if we get some time, we can get into that later in the show. But
Sure.
I do want to say, you know, BRICS is going to be gold backed. The BRICS nations are taking over the world. If the new world reserve currency is gold backed and the dollar is now based on nothing but the paper it's built on, what's going to happen to gold? I mean, we're doing gold as well with my show and what I'm doing. You know, people say, well, you make money if you know, get a commission, I'll sell it. That's not the point. I take sponsors, I take affiliates, I take groups of people who I believe are going to be necessary to save our country. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are set for an economic collapse. I 100% believe that. And you know, for support Dave, help Dave with his sponsor, help him with what he's doing. It's a big deal, because what he's telling you isn't just a sales thing. It's legitimate. It's a legitimate concern, and we can get into that later. But as far
Yeah,
as the
Tom,
vaccine,
I want to say this one thing, though. I didn't mention this, and I know you know this. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 declared people that put their money in the bank to be unsecured creditors.
Yes, it
And
did.
as a result, the banks can keep your money when they get in trouble.
If the banks get in trouble, they can do what's called a bail-in.
That's
And
right.
that basically means that they can seize your assets in a lot of cases. There's a lot of rules and laws around that. But this essentially, I got to tell you, it is not a real safe spot to be right now. I'm working with a number of people to develop solutions and to develop things that we can do to try and protect this, because we're being set up for an economic collapse here. And it doesn't mean the whole stock market's going to collapse. I think there'll be parts of it that collapse entirely, parts that don't. But the American economy itself is going to be in serious trouble. The dollar can collapse. If the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency, the dollar collapsing isn't going to destroy the billionaires in the stock market. So that's one of the things that nobody's realizing is there by de-dollarizing the world, if the dollar collapses, then, well, it doesn't really matter to the billionaires who are controlling the world, right? So this
Right.
is all about taking the power away from America, destroying our country, making sure that it is not the country that it was, because you cannot have a shining beacon of freedom on the hill leading the world if you're a communist and want to destroy the world by taking it over as a
Bingo.
communist. So
Absolutely. You know, you just pulled the words out of my mouth that I say almost every single day. I'm right on the money.
yeah. Well, anybody who does the proper analysis and does the proper homework is going to get to that conclusion, and because 2 + 2 is still 4, and if you follow the evidence, if you look at what's happening, these are things that are just like 2 + 2 being 4. There is no other conclusion, right? You can't get anywhere else when you follow this evidence. So, I mean, it's Dave. I do a lot of work on the CBDC stuff and what's going on. BRICS will be the new CBDC. It'll be a global CBDC. It's going to be implemented through public-private partnerships. They're trying to do away with things. And one of the things that very few people realize, and this goes to the vaccines and goes to everything else. And in fact, COVID and the vaccines were the really the blueprint, the major rollout for this. The public-private partnership is everything. The bad guys that are pushing a lot of the damage to America and a lot of the problems out there, those bad guys are doing this through these public-private partnerships. They don't care whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in office.
That's true.
They care that whoever's in office is going to empower the billion-dollar corporations and eliminate competition. They don't want
Yes.
small business. They don't want entrepreneurialism. They don't want anything. They want you completely reliant on global billionaire multi-trillion-dollar businesses. They want a permanent global nobility class. And through public-private partnership, this global nobility class has no, they're completely immune under the law. There's nothing you can do with them. And so it's really an insidious thing. What we saw with COVID was the rollout of this, right? So COVID and the vaccines were done through public-private partnerships between DOD and the vaccine manufacturers.
Yes.
You couldn't sue these guys. It doesn't matter that these vaccines are killing everybody, causing turbo cancer, causing this, causing that. You can't do anything about it under the law because they were granted immunity under these public-private partnerships. You have to sue the Department of Defense before you can even sue Pfizer. So you start out there. Good luck suing the Department of Defense, right? If they need more money for more lawyers, they print it. So that there's nothing you can do there, really. There's some things. I've got some creative things, but it's complicated. So you see what's occurred is this move. And what the reason that I've studied this, Dave, is when I started working on the COVID and I started following, well, who would, if Fauci's a crook, that's like the low-level drug dealer on the street, right? I need to get the supplier. I need to get up to the cartel level and figure out who's supplying it, or they'll just get a new dealer, right? So Fauci is a crook. It's because someone bought him off. The question was who? And so I followed the money. That money led me up, and the people who were involved with buying off Fauci, buying off the vaccines, buying off all this, same people who were involved with CBDCs, election fraud, southern border, you name it, it's always the same people. So this is where that's gone. And now, in addition to trying to destroy the world with the CBDCs, the digital currencies, this, that, and other, they've continued on with the vaccines because ultimately there is no accountability. And if there's no accountability, they're going to do it again. $14 trillion with a T change hands in the United States alone over COVID. You think they aren't going to do that again? None of them are in jail. Bill Gates is still walking around. You got Gavi still doing what they're doing. You got all the people, Borla, all these guys. You didn't even you, Fauci's not even in jail. Nobody's in jail.
Yeah.
So, they killed people with impunity, and no one's doing anything about it. And it doesn't matter. Yeah, listen, we've got to vote Republican this election because we've got to get them in there. But make no mistake, Brad Wenstrup is a Republican from Ohio. He led the COVID committee in Congress, and he was 100% bought and paid for by Big Pharma. I was invited down to a separate hearing that Marjorie Taylor Greene held because she was so frustrated that Wenstrup wouldn't talk about anything. She wasn't allowed to ask questions, even though she was on the committee. She was forbidden from asking questions about vaccine injuries or a ton of other things,
Oh.
simply because this guy is so owned by Big Pharma the Republican Brad Wenstrup. So understand, we've got to vote MAGA, but MAGA does not equal Republican. They are not the same thing.
I agree with
Mike
you.
Johnson, you know, he funded the illegal immigration with the Ukraine bill. He funded a bunch of things. I actually wrote a Substack on that. There was $500 million in unrestricted funds that went to the refugee resettlement program. They can resettle all the criminals from Peru and Guatemala and Central America, bring them all up, and they call them refugees through the refugee resettlement program. Mike Johnson gave Biden $500 million to do that with, plus another $1 point some billion in discretionary funds. There was enough discretion in it that they could back channel it to different things. There is no accountability, and we've got to distinguish between MAGA and Republican. They're
Great
not the
point.
same.
Great point, Tom. That is here. Let me just give you an example to reinforce what you're saying. Here in Arizona, when Carrie Lake was running for governor, Bill Gates used to be a student of mine, not that Bill Gates, but Bill Gates, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors chairman, and Stephen Reicher, the head of the elections department, county clerk and recorder, they took out a pact together.
Yep.
Against any America First MAGA candidate, including Carrie Lake.
Yep.
GOP versus GOP. And then Carrie Lake was offered a bribe, not to, by the GOP head, Rusta Witt. He offered a bribe to Carrie Lake for millions of dollars not to run against wild-eyed liberal Ruben Gallego for the Senate race. So this is, I see it right here in Arizona, what you're talking about.
Well, Dave, but think about this. So I'm blackballed in the GOP for the most part right now. There's a few good people that'll still work with me, but for the most part, I'm blackballed. Why is that? Well, because if you attack the party, well, it's party over everything, party over principle, right? For a lot of these guys. Here's the thing about it. They can attack America First MAGA candidates, even though GOP is now MAGA. The anti-never Trump wing of the Republican Party, they can do whatever they want. We're not supposed to say anything or we're disloyal to the Republicans. But if they want to attack Donald Trump, they can do that all day, right? We're supposed to, well, but they're just trying to be mainstream GOP. We need to wake people up to what's really happening in the crooked GOP, and we need to eliminate and exorcise these demons from our house, because you cannot clean someone else's house when yours is a mess. You've got to deal with the problems here. MAGA needs to clean house. If you are not pro-Trump, pro-closed border, anti-war, some of these things, then you are not MAGA and you need to be gone. And the first thing you need to ask every single one of these scumbags is, how do you feel about the southern border? How do you feel about these endless wars? How do you feel about some of these other issues? And if they don't answer MAGA, then you need to know, then you need to get them off. They're not GOP. What they are is they're Republicans pretending to be, or Democrats pretending to be Republicans.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. In fact, you know, there was a movement I uncovered with another researcher. I'm thinking the time frame here, 6, 7 years ago, we came across it. It was George Soros organizations recruiting people to pretend to be Republicans, teaching them to say all the right things, and then they get into office and screw the
I've
public.
Documented it.
Yeah, okay. Fort Collins, Colorado is where the birth of that was.
Yep. There's a couple billionaires out of, somewhere in Texas. I think it's Houston. And I'm sorry, their name's escaping me, but I've reported on them. They work with Zuckerberg and some of these other guys. And basically what they do is any Republican that wants to do anything on the state level or ever on election stuff will get a call from them, an invitation to come and golf or something. They'll pretend they're going to be donors. They'll get down there. And what they'll do is they'll tell them on the golf course, hey, you know, you've got a primary coming up and we've got a Democrat. Will say everything we want them to say, and I'll fund them in your primary to a level that you can't even fathom, and you will never see the race, or you can just listen to what we have to say. And a lot of the Republican election fraud is occurring at the primary level. That's where it's happening. So they only allow Republicans to get through the primaries that are going to sell out in all but the most conservative of districts. And most of the people don't know, because if you see an R by their name, you're like, well, it's better than the Democrats. But a lot of them have actually just been Democrats recruited to run as Republicans.
Yeah, with our audience, for some of them, this is going to be new information. For me, I tried to get a movement off the ground last year when we were coming up on the primary and people started posturing. And I said, we need to have an organization called Toss Them All and get a website, tossthemall.com. And who are we tossing? every Republican incumbent that you do not know is MAGA. If you're not sure, they need to be gone, because you can't wait until the general election to get rid of them, because then you get something worse. You get a hardcore Democrat. And that movement didn't get off the ground because people couldn't fathom the difference between MAGA and Republican. You're exactly right.
It's a world of difference, you know, and this is the thing. And like I said, this all started, and Dave, you know my story. Your audience knows my story. You know, we've been here a lot of times. You know, so I'm a nobody from Old Town, Ohio. I live in the same office, the same place, the same stuff as I was when we started. You know, the only thing that's changed is a lot more people hear my voice now. And, you know, we're still doing the lawsuits. We're still doing the work there. We're still pushing for legislation. Now we got the Tom Renz show that we do every day. We're pushing that real hard because, you know, to be honest right now, the only thing the tyrants fear are we the people. So we got to get a lot of them rallied. So that's how I do that. But at the end of the day, nothing's changed for me other than what happened was, is as I was going through this, I thought I just had to get us. First of all, I thought I just had to get the lockdowns lifted. Then I found out I had to stop these poison death vaxes. Then I find out that I had to, that the people behind this were the same evil people behind everything. And now it just turns out that if I want to free us on any level, I got to start at the top or get to the top. And that's become a real project, you know, particularly in light of what's going on. Like I said, the vaccine stuff is terrifying right now. In the health freedom realm, you know, we've got Japan. They have this new saRNA vaccine, and it's self-disseminating. They're just in the process of giving it final approval. And for anybody that doesn't know what that means, SA means self-amplifying. So it's like an mRNA. It's a laboratory thing. It's not real RNA. It's a laboratory-created genetic chemical. They put it in your body, but self-amplifying means that it reproduces. It stays there, potentially forever. And not only is it self-amplifying, but it's also self-disseminating. And because it's self-amplifying, if that genetic material transfers from you, the vaccinated person, to someone who's unvaccinated, it has the potential to self-amplify within the unvaccinated person so that they become vaccinated, right? So this self-disseminating vaccine, because it's self-amplifying, all you got to do is get that material into your body. And if it sticks, you're stuck with it. And you suddenly become vaccinated without informed consent, without knowledge, without anything to do. You won't even know what's happened. You'll just start being sick. And you'll be dealing with that potentially for the rest of your life.
Or until it ends your life. I have read with some credible sources like Dr. Anna Mahatcha, that this new vaccine and some of the old vaccines can also be frequency stimulated with interaction with 5G. Do you know about that?
So I know that there's an immense amount of information about that. Now, one of the things that I do, you know, I do a show, right? So we share information that, you know, seems credible. I think that qualifies as seems credible. We can't prove it, right? We can't prove it. And the reason we can't prove it is, and understand when I say prove it, I say that as an attorney, right? So if I went to court and I followed the rules of evidence, I can't prove it, okay? Here's what we've got. There are people who have tested expired vials that they've gotten through different means, none of which are legal. You know, so the way this works is the government has a lockdown. All the governments of the world have a lockdown on these. So these vaccines are distributed, and basically, nowhere in the world can you get an unexpired vaccine for analysis that's in a way that's useful, right? They've got it so that if you've got it, you've either gotten it illegally, which means that it's not credible for evidence because you can't establish chain of custody.
Got it.
And it's called fruit of the poison tree within the law. Or you've gotten an expired bottle that you got out of trash, which is arguably also illegal. So either way, basically, there is no available evidence that I can take into court on this. Now, that said, a number of very credible, brilliant scientists from around the world have had a number of these vials, and they've experimented, they've checked it. And a lot of people are reporting that that what's in these, whatever it is, and we don't actually even know what all is in these, but whatever is in these seems to be very responsive to certain frequencies. Frequencies,
yes.
Meaning, and you know, I see people post about the frequencies. So let me explain. Yeah, my father was an RF engineer. I grew up, I was actually, my first major in college was going to be engineering physics. I didn't end up going that route. I'm not interested in being a lab rat, but I have enough knowledge to talk about this. When you talk about frequency, all energy, anything that you get through the air is energy, right? So what's that? Light, sound, radio, like your cell phones talk to the radio towers via energy in the air. And the difference between, say, light and sound is the frequency of the energy. The frequency meaning that, and I don't want to get into the science too much, but basically, energy in the air acts like both a particle and a wave at the same time.
Right.
Okay. And this is kind of complicated, but it goes through the air. And on the wave side, you can think of it going like this. Right. So the energy goes through the air like this. How fast it goes up and down reflects is the frequency, right? So it's all energy, but it's a measurement of what that energy is. Frequency is essentially a measurement. So, and listen, for my scientist friends, I understand that's not a precise definition or explanation. I don't want to hear it. It's good enough for the public
Oh, it
because
is.
it's
It
accurate.
is valid. I don't want to change direction here, but
No.
I have a guest named Dr. Sherry Edwards, who can do personality analysis, health analysis using frequency from voice prints,
Yeah.
and she's so good at it. The big companies tried to steal it from her, so she said, "Screw you! I'm going to make it free, and it's free to everybody." And I have her on my
Yep.
show a lot. Tom, what you're saying is right on the money.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm giving a non-scientific explanation because I'm trying to make sure everybody can understand, but
Yes.
I'm not wrong. So anyways, the thing about this is, as we talk about these different frequencies, the frequencies at which there are certain frequencies at which people are seeing certain responses from these vaccines. So when you expose these vaccines to energy that is working at a certain frequency, they respond. When we talk about 5G, 5G works on certain frequencies. 5G is a standard, it's a communication standard. But it applies for certain frequencies in the air, right? So certain types of energy that moves at a certain speed. And the way a radio works, and your cell phone here is a radio, has a radio in it. It's a computer and a radio. Your cell phone, there's all sorts of energy in the air, but your cell phone doesn't listen to energy like light. It listens to energy at a certain frequency, and it only listens for those frequencies. So radios, any radio, whether it's a cell phone or a radio like a walkie-talkie, or they only listen for certain frequencies. Same thing with the technology that appears to be involved with these vaccines. We don't know what it is, but there is a lot of evidence that wouldn't make it to court because we can't, as I discussed, that suggests that this stuff would be very responsive to certain frequencies of energy that's working at certain frequencies. Now, particularly within the 5G range. So again, what you're saying here, Dave, is 100% accurate. But what we don't know is we can't because we can't legally study or experiment on these vaccines, because we don't actually know what's going on, and because you've got to understand, to run a study on frequency response for a vaccine like this, you have to have certain equipment that is crazy expensive. It's not available for anybody but some of the big labs out there. A lot of the labs are university level or higher, or government. Now, some of the stuff that you need to properly test and experiment on these vaccines, you have to have a university level laboratory or you can't do it. And there's only a handful of those in the country. So we haven't been able to truly experiment fully on these in a proper setting and with a valid, in terms of evidence, a valid piece of evidence. Now, I absolutely agree with your expert. These seem to be responsive to certain frequencies. I just can't prove it. I don't have any doubt that it will eventually come out and be accurate. I just don't know. We just aren't there yet.
Tom, I can give you a good anecdotal from personal experience with Sherry. She first did an analysis on me and she said, "Yeah, you've had these things going on here in your recent past." She was right. And she said, "And previously you had such and such and such and such." I hadn't even thought about what I had as a child.
Yeah.
And she was right. She nailed it in my past. She said the signature is in your voice frequency.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, listen, we don't, I mean, there's some interesting, like, you know, it's interesting when people say, that science and faith and religion are not, that they're mutually exclusive.
No, they're not.
The reason that I say that is that, for certain fields of science, certain people who are, and I talked to some of the quantum physicists, the theoretical mathematicians, some of these people who are entirely too smart for TV. If you can understand them and if you can translate, a lot of them feel that the math and the science at the highest levels proves, absolutely proves faith and proves religion. And, they believe that in part because you've got to understand something. And this is critical. Okay, somewhere there's a difference between conscious life and inanimate objects. Where is that difference? Well, yeah, there's got to be an energy component. Consciousness is not something that's physical. Information is not physical. It's something else. Information, something. And so there's, I got a friend of mine. He's a theoretical mathematician. His mentor was Einstein's partner. The guy is one of the smartest guys I've ran across. And he was talking to me about this, and he was talking to me about the math on this. And he said, how do you quantify information in math? In mathematical terms, it's evidence of a soul, evidence of God, evidence of all sorts of things, because there's a difference between conscious and unconscious world, and the difference comes down to things that we would call a soul, and consciousness, awareness, information, things like that. So, anyways, this it gets out there. It's interesting stuff. In practical terms, though. What's going on here is there's a lot of nefarious, very, very evil, very complicated technology that's coming out that sounds more like science fiction than science fact, but it is in fact science fact. And it's being implemented and released on the public without knowledge. And we are in some serious trouble with that because remember, if this self-amplifying vaccine from Japan is released on a large scale, it will spread very similar. So I've done a lot of work with epidemiologists and in and around epidemiology for with COVID. This will be like a virus. Okay. It will spread like a virus similarly, and it will transmit like a virus. And so even though it's in Japan, well, if you go to Japan or someone from Japan comes here, it could be transmitted.
You said, sure, of course,
It will
of
eventually
travel.
go all over the world.
Exactly right. One of the things I've come across that's related to what you're speaking about is the VMAT2 gene.
Yes,
And
sir.
I have found some evidence through sources I have that DARPA has worked on frequency interdiction to prevent people from accessing the VMAT2 gene. And one of the side effects that I've been told has come out of the vaccines is that some people say after they've been vaccinated, they feel separated from God, they've lost their spirituality, and they're saying one of the effects of the vaccine is interference with the VMAT2 gene that connects us with our spiritual self.
Yeah. Well, and we've done some work on that. Remember, I've done a fair bit, and what I'm seeing is, so the VMAT2 gene was reported to be the God gene.
Yes.
There's some research on it. Nobody's really discredited it. They just haven't, there's still some debate on it, but nobody's ever really truly discredited that. And by the God gene, what they mean is that gene seems to be the intersection between a person's ability to feel God, to feel spirituality, and their physical, the rest of their physical self, right? It's responsible for the release of certain chemicals inside the brain. And those chemicals, along with other things that do, really make it a prime target for the relationship between God and man. Now, I will tell you that it's my opinion, having done the research, that there's probably a number of very complex gene interactions that go on that become the true intersection between the spirit and the body. But this is, for lack of a better explanation and for simplicity's sake, it's what they call the God gene because they think it is one of the primary sources by which that feeling of spirituality and relationship to God comes. So what we know is that gene and then related genes have been the target of experimentation for a number of years. There was a video that, of course, they called fake news, but I don't know that it was. It was never truly disproven. Nobody really knows where it came from. Years later, some guy claimed that he did it as a fake, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Nobody knows. But there's a video that purported to be a DARPA presentation where they were reportedly working on ways to eliminate that VMAT2 gene as a means to get rid of the re religious fanatics that were the suicide bombers.
Exactly. I saw the video. I ran it on my website until they scrubbed the video.
Yeah, no, it's still out there if you want it. I can get you a link.
I would
But
like to have that, yes.
okay, I'll see if I can't get that for you. Remind me after the show. I'll get you. See, but so that video, of course, someone years later, some guy says, "Yeah, I did it as a fake, and now I'm trying to, get rid of that video." But yeah, it doesn't ring very true, right? Here's the thing. We know. The CCP was working a number of years ago to sever the connection between their soldiers and any sort of a consciousness, a conscience, not consciousness, conscience. And that's important to understand. Now, why were they doing that? Well, because they didn't want their soldiers to hesitate to shoot a child on the battlefield or to shoot a woman or whatever. They want their soldiers' job is to kill people and break things. China looks at people as a commodity. They don't care. So they were doing work on this. Now, there's reports that this has been studied elsewhere, including in the U.S., not because the U.S. is, there's never been any credible allegations that the U.S. was doing this to their soldiers, but you can be sure that this is being studied, and it is being studied. And there's a lot of suggestion that this has been done in China with certain soldiers, certain this, certain that. We know that China's been working on developing super soldiers for a long time. Much like, and listen, you call it science fiction, but it's the concept is Captain America. It's just what they're working on. So, except for it'd be, Captain Communist over in China. Now, of course, if they're working on something, we're working on the same. But the idea of eliminating that conscience for a soldier is something that seemed to be appealing. So there's been a lot of work on this, and it seems credible that this work is being done. Now, fast forward to why this matters. Okay, so SSRIs, the antidepressants, and a number of other psychiatric drugs have an impact on this same VMAT2 gene and other genes related to it. Now, is it to suppress it, to suppress the feeling of God, to suppress your conscience? I don't know. But what I do know is that every time we see a mass killer, a serial killer, a mass shooter in the schools or wherever, they're always on antipsych drugs.
Prozac is most common, I agree.
Every single time. And a lot of them are on SSRIs and other such things. And I'm going to tell you, Dave, so when I was in my early 20s, I had a doctor, well before I was red-pilled, I had a doctor put me on Zoloft. Man, I was so addicted to that stuff. I kicked it. I quit it. I quit it cold turkey. And I will tell you, it had a huge, and I still over a year, this has been over a year, a long period of time, I still have side effects from having quit that. It is a dangerous, dangerous category of drugs, and they lie through their teeth on it. But these SSRIs, these mental health, and now we have the tardive dyskinesia drugs. Tardive dyskinesia being a disease that you get from taking mental health drugs. You take your SSRIs, you take your bipolar, you take your whatever. Well, they not only destroy your brain, but they cause other symptoms. So one that are manifested as what they're calling tardive dyskinesia, and now they got another set of drugs to deal with the side effect from the first set of drugs, and those also mess with your VMAT2 gene and some of the related genes. So you have this whole thing that's basically an attack on the parts of your brain that seem to be most responsible for the interaction between humanity and spirituality, and then from there, you look at the vaccines and the number of people reporting, "Hey, I got the jab and I no longer feel or hear God." Well, that's a little disturbing. And we don't know what all it's doing, but what we do know is the vaccines cross the blood-brain barrier. And there seems to be, based on some of the stuff I'm seeing, and I'm waiting for the doctors and the scientists to really get the research done on the biochemistry on this. But there seems to be a very high likelihood that these are going to have an impact on mental health probably, and I'm betting on this, I can't prove it yet, but I'm getting there, probably through their impact on these VMAT2 and related genes that are based on connecting you to God. The question that I would ask as a non-scientist is there a scientific war on spirituality right now?
Yes, there is, I think. I think there's no question. You know, I want to go back and hit something you talked about with regard to that video that came up. There was also a simultaneous event that happened in terms of desensitizing DHS agents. They used to use target practice sheets with old people, children, and pregnant women. I don't know if you ever came across that.
No, I didn't.
I published those. This was at the same time that the VMAT gene research came out. I want to say 08, 09 in that time frame. But DHS had these target practice sheets that became very controversial. And when it became public, they had to withdraw them. But they were actually training their agents to shoot at these targets. So what you were saying about, will the Chinese soldiers be desensitized enough to not hesitate to kill a child on the battlefield? Well, we did that work too.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't surprise me in the least. I would call this, Dave, and I would term this as planned evolution. Remember that a lot of these people who are at the top of the world right now, a lot of the Bill Gates types and George Soros types and a lot of these guys are, a lot of them are atheists, and I don't know if Gates or Soros are open about atheism. But a lot of these.
I think they're satanic, Tom.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of these guys are either atheist or seem to really be openly in support of, some like cultish stuff.
Yes.
I mean, there's some really bizarre things that happen. Alex Jones is over the years. I mean, listen, you saw it. We had the video from the Bohemian, whatever Grove, and he broke in there and got it. Yeah, Alex Jones put that out years ago. The ceremonies, the cult-like actions of some of these ultra wealthy are really messed up. They're really messed up. And you've got to understand the mindset. Now, if you have infinite money and you have some sort of a spiritual belief in some sort of cultish nonsense, we know that there's a strong belief about evolution. We know that evolution takes time. And what we're seeing is a consistent push through the culture war, through the medicines, through all of these things, and arguably even through the energy fields that are in our world, to move people towards this kind of godless, bizarre existence that we're kind of seeing permeate our society today. Now, if you look at the rise of communism in history, we're actually, by the way, Dave, there's a movie out. It's called Beneath Sheep's Clothing. If you haven't seen it,
I haven't
probably
seen it.
Trevor Loudon and some of these guys put it together.
Oh.
And actually, I can get you in touch with the producer if you're interested.
Yeah, I'd
But,
be very interested, sure.
They talk about and chronicle the rise of communism. It's one of the most well done, kind of patriot movies that I've seen out there, and it was really it's an incredible movie, and it talks about the rise and how they infiltrate the churches, infiltrate the schools, screw with the kids, and it's what they did in the Soviet Union. It's what they've done in China. It's what they do anywhere where tyranny is on the rise. If you look at the United States and what's happening, it's hard to argue that that's not occurring, but I would ask the question, if people who are evil enough to try and promote communism and tyranny around the world had access to the technology that they do today, to take a, Yuval Noah Harari's openly said, if Hitler had the technology they do today, okay, so they well, we do have the technology today. And there are people, I mean, Harari also said, we have people in mind for the next Stalin. Okay. Well, okay, so does the next Stalin, is he prepping by unleashing this technology? I mean, is that what we're seeing occur? Are we seeing a planned evolution of humanity away from free will, away from God, away from these things, and towards this kind of permanent enslavement? I don't know. I think it's a fair thing to ask, though.
There was a predictive programming movie. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of it now. It just jumped out of my head. It was 2015. I saw it with my son when I think he was in middle school. And cell phones were entrained to the brain and they could blow up your brain. And it was kind of a parody, but it's what you're talking about. And in fact, I want to get into this aspect that you just barely touched on here. I am of the belief that if vaccine after effects are let's say, can be affected from a frequency standpoint, that you can trigger mental illnesses by changing frequencies in the environment.
I mean, who knows? Maybe. I mean, listen, the nanotech stuff with the graphene oxide that's been reported, and again, not proven, but there's a lot of very smart people, credible scientists who pointed to the patents, pointed to this, pointed to that. Now, I want to say this. We're speculating today, right? And
Well, I
this
want to say
is.
one thing. It's not total speculation. Jose Delgado, that showed that you could change personality construct and behavior through electrical frequency. He first did a bullfight, and all he used was a transmitter. And then Yale brought him over from Spain to do the same work, and he expanded it. Then it was CIA until 2011. I talked to him before he died. I think he was murdered. And he came out and he said, "We did things we should never have done." And Tom, what he told me and told my show was that if we have the frequency and you have some receiver inside of you, you're like a vaccine, we can change your behavior and make you do what we want.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. But I mean, listen, when I say speculating, Dave, I'm not saying we don't have solid circumstantial evidence. I'm saying that I couldn't put this in a court.
I understand. Yeah, and that's your framework. I get that.
So when I look at this, what we're saying is all it all has a basis for sure. I couldn't put it in a court and get anywhere, but I do think that it's worth looking at and considering. And what I'm seeing across the board is this consistent push for these different things. And if in fact the graphene oxide nanotech is that receiver that you're mentioning, and if that was in the vaccines, whether it was all of them or some of them, because we know there are a lot of different formulations, well then yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that is what it was. We don't know is the problem. We really have no idea what was going on because we're being lied to, we're being manipulated. But here's the deal. One thing that I can show is that we were lied to about COVID, about the vaccines,
Sure.
about everything that's happened in the last 4 or 5 years on levels that are monumental. I can show you that. I can prove that with hard evidence, right? I mean, you'd have to look no farther than Fauci and his social distancing, which was never based on anything about scientific. I mean, he's admitted that. He's admitted that masks don't work. He's came out and said that recently.
He did.
So, they lied, they lied, they lied. What I can prove to you is they've lied endlessly. And I can ask you the question, when do you trust a liar? And if this stuff is possible, if credible people, credible scientists are saying to me, hey, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. And I say, okay, I can, let's take it at face value. The question would be, would someone who is so evil as to lock us in our houses for 14 days and then push vaccines that have absolutely no benefit whatsoever for children on children who are going to die from them. They know more children are going to die than be saved from these vaccines, yet they push them anyways. If someone is that evil, do you really think that it's beyond them to do some of this other nefarious stuff? They don't care if they're going to kill kids. Why would they care about anything else? If you've crossed that bridge, once someone has demonstrated that they are willing to kill children for no positive reason whatsoever, just money in their pocket and power, do you really think that there's any limit? Do you think they're above enslaving people, messing with their mental health, doing whatever they got to do? And until we recognize the nature of the evil that we're fighting and recognize that they're playing dirty, dirty. This is a dirty street fight for them. There is no rules. They will kick you in the groin. They will go after your eyes. There is no, that's a low blow for these guys. Until we recognize that and start recognizing those rules and start fighting by the rules of the fight, because I'm an old fighter. I mean, I've been martial arts boxing almost my whole life. I'll tell you the number one rule for a fight, and my primary training was martial arts, and it was self-defense. I'm going to tell you right now, if you get into a fight with me and you fight a good, clean boxing match and I'm fighting a street fight, you lost that fight before it ever started.
That's true.
You have to fight by the rules of the fight. We didn't dictate the rules of the fight.
That's
They
right.
did. They started the fight, right? Everybody, Americans, we were just minding our business, doing our thing, happily bopping along. Then they released COVID on the world. And yes, they did release it. I feel comfortable that I could demonstrate that with a preponderance of the evidence standard in court, if I had a fair court and had the funding to do it. They release that on the world. They steal an election. They start chaos. They start false flag events like J6. They do all these different things. And then, they just do whatever is necessary. Censorship, you name it. Now they're trying to talk about destroying the Constitution, getting rid of the First Amendment.
It's true.
But we didn't start this fight. But if we don't deal with this fight, when you get attacked, the fight's on. And if you get attacked on the street by a street fighter, and you say, well, I didn't want to fight, but I'm going to at least fight by good, clean boxing rules. While they're busting your kneecaps, guess what? That fight's over. You've lost it. And that's that. So, you got to fight by the rules of the fight. And that's what we're doing.
I think that's a very interesting way that you put it there. What you're describing and other experiences I've had has caused me to look at the world in terms of the global elite, in terms of a lens of depopulation. And the reason I think this is happening, in part, partly because they're evil, but I think also in part because they're Fabian socialists. With AI coming in, they don't need as many of us, so they're making up contrived ways to lessen the population. Have you thought about that at all?
There's no question. I mean, listen, what they've had meetings, they've had conferences. I remember Bezos and some of these other billionaires talking about, we've got to have universal basic income and we've got to figure out what we're going to do because we no longer need workers, right? You can automate everything. You can automate truck driving. You can automate robots in factories, robots in this, robots in that. And really, as Bill Gates said, most of us are just useless eaters in their minds, right? So you've got to understand the mindset of these global elites is that you really don't need so many people. We're taking up resources, taking up space, and they don't need us. And if they don't need us, it doesn't matter because through their own sick, twisted brains, humanity is not something to be cherished.
Oh.
People are just a commodity that they get to use to enrich themselves further and to entrench themselves in their own power structure further. And if you're not helping them to get richer, well, you're a useless eater. That's what that statement was about. It wasn't about, when we talk about depopulation, you've got to understand the depopulation agenda, which I think is, here's the thing. I can't prove it, but there's a lot of evidence suggesting it's the case. Well, why would that be the case, right? Well, listen, here's the deal. If you're the global elite, and you look at the world, well, to maintain your lifestyle, you don't need so many people in this world. In fact, all these people in the world are a threat to your power.
That's true.
Because the more people there are, the more likely they'll rise up against you once they realize how corrupt and crooked you are and how sick and twisted you are. So people are just a threat. And if they can't be controlled, they don't need them. There are certain things that can't be automated. And to keep humanity existing, they have to have X number of people, but they don't need 8 billion. And in their mind, we're just here to serve. We're just a commodity. And if we're not producing something for them, then we're a useless eater. It's really a business approach. It's a transactional approach. But remember something, Dave, a majority of billionaires test to be somewhat sociopathic, if not psychotic, on the scale.
True.
So, a lot of these people are pretty sick in the head, and they don't view people as people. They don't look at someone and say, man, I hope that guy's having a good life. I hope, he looks like he's in trouble. I feel bad for him. They don't care. They don't care. We're just commodities, just something to trade to enrich them and to make them more powerful or to maintain their power.
Guys, you just pulled the words right out of my mouth here. Isn't it funny how we come at this from different backgrounds, but we end up at the same place? And people ask me oftentimes, why are they using such covert means to lessen the population? And they say it kind of sarcastically, like I'm engaged in a conspiracy theory. And for the reason you just said, because there's too many of us for them to handle. And they got to lighten the herd through covert means that don't make us suspicious of their intentions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you've got drugs and things that are put in the food and in the water that make you, look at what just came out in the court case on fluoride, right? Unnecessary risk, lower your IQ, make you complacent, make you meaningless. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing that for how many years? They have to do two things. They have to, yes. If they want to cull the herd, they have to make the herd more complacent, right? You don't, even sheep will fight back if they think that they're going to be killed. So they can't let the sheep know that they're being led to the slaughter. Even a sheep won't do that. Even a Democrat wouldn't do that. They've got to make us complacent. They've got to do it without us knowing, because if anybody had any credible evidence to show this is what's happening, well, hell, there'd be uprisings. But look at how many people are dying from these vaccines. And, there's arguably plausible deniability. So, I mean, this is what Hitler would have done if he could have. But again, as Yuval Noah Harari lamented, unfortunately, Hitler didn't have that, right? So in Harari's mind, that's a very sad thing. And so now we've given Hitler the technology necessary to fulfill his ultimate quest. And that appears to be what's happening.
It's interesting though. I don't think the Nazis were that far off technologically from us. And here's why I say that. Jewish people in the labor camps were given fluoride to make them more docile, but they were also systematically starved to death over time. And although we're not emulating that specifically, well, the fluoride, yes, but the systematic starvation, no. But we're killing ourselves with what RFK Jr. is talking about, processed foods and so forth.
Yeah, we're poisoned in a different way. I mean, the food's still being poisoned, especially in the US.
You've really nailed this. It's amazing from the time that we last talked and we were focused on vaccine and legal rights of these doctors to do what they were doing and warning the public, and you were trying to protect them from the consequences. You've really kind of expanded your scope tremendously. Do you feel that way too, that you've kind of had an eye-opening experience?
Well, basically, what's going on is I'm looking for credible lawsuits and credible actions that I can take to stop this, because, and so I have to understand what's happening. I have to have knowledge. I have to, basically, you got to study your enemy, and this enemy is almost unbeatable. So for me to be able to take these guys out, I got to know everything. And so we've got a massive, massive number of people who are giving us intel, giving us this, giving us that, and we're prepping, we're working, we're taking steps, we're doing everything necessary. And right now I'm watching to see, watching, doing what I can to help on the election. But we're doing this knowing that the day after November 5th is the day the real fight starts.
I agree.
And
Doesn't matter who wins either, does it? It's still going to be, yeah, it's going to be.
no, if Trump wins, they're going to do everything they can to destroy him, manipulate him, and get him to push their agenda. If Harris wins, well, it's going to be real clear what's going on. So, I
Well,
mean,
Tom, I know we're short on time here, and I'm going
yes.
to do my audience a disservice if I don't interrupt here and ask you, how do people follow your work? I know people are going to hear this interview and want to follow you.
Please, please do. TomRens.com. You have to type TomRens.com. If you Google Tom Renz, you will find hit pieces. You'll find that I might be the most evil person on the planet, but you will not find TomRens.com unless you get about 50 pages deep in Google. So you have to actually type TomRens.com. We've got the Tom Renz show running daily. We're on Rumble. We're on Locals. We're on LFA TV. We're on His Glory. We're on a whole bunch of places. We're actually growing really quickly. But the best spot to follow us is on our Rumble channel, the Tom Renz Show, or on Locals, or at TomRenz.com. Also have my Substack, TomRenz.substack.com. We are building out the three parts of lawfare are legal, political, and public education. We're building out that public education piece to the best of our ability. And yeah, it's just part of what we have to do, because if we don't have all three pieces, I can't win in a corrupt court unless the public is watching. I can't force legislation unless the public is helping me. And I just can't do much without the backing of we the people. We the people are the only solution to tyranny. TomRenz.com. Please check out our shop there. We got a new line of shirts, Harry Balls 2024, which I find to be pretty funny, and a bunch of other funny stuff in the shop. We got our affiliate links there. You can support us there. And also givesendgo.com/Renslaw, givesendgo.com/Renslaw. That's the money that we use to directly support our legal and legislative work.
And Tom, I got to say this, Renz, Renz, just for people,
Renz.
Renz. Tom, always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much. This is one of the fastest hours I've ever had with somebody. So thank you so much for coming on.
Honored to be back with you. Let's do it again soon, Dave.
Let's do it, Tom. Take care.
Thank you.